Welcome everyone, a good moed. Hope you're having a wonderful yontiv. Bez Hashem, we begin Perek Beis of Kavod Shemayim, Shir number 32. The Chavetz Chaim now tells us, Shomer Pivu L'shoinoi Shomer Mitzoros Nafshei. One who guards his mouth and his tongue from Lashon Hara, he protects himself from tragedy. The Chavetz Chaim now begins 20 different ma'amarim, statements that discuss the kilkul, the destruction, and the punishment for a person who does speak diburim asurim, forbidden speech. And the first one he tells us is the opposite of what we learned in the previous parak, which is that a person who does speak lashon hara, and he does not watch what he says, he is not in the category of an ish. Einoi bichlal ish. If ein lo yisrael mishar balechayim, and this person has no elevated benefit, he's not on a higher madregas, very strong words the Chavetz Chaim says, he's not on a higher level than animals. A person who is a baal lashon hara doesn't watch what he says, he speaks whatever he wants to say without the proper halachas of his speech. Einoi bichlal ish, he is not considered a man. V'ein lo yisrael mishar balechayim, and he has no maila over animals. He's just like an animal. The second one, beis, that the person who speaks lashon hara, he brings himself to anius. Everybody's thinking and looking and trying to make parnasa, and trying to be more successful, trying to find the right investments. He brings from the sefer hakonet. That a person who is a mitzayro, he says, "Shalu tamidav im kain kol yisol mitzayroim." All the klayos should be mitzayroim, should be mitzayro. Shaharei ba'avon lashon hara gol yisrael. Why? Because we know one of the averus that we did to be kicked out of Eretz Yisrael was lashon hara. So we should all be mitzayroim. So he answered back from the sefer hakonah. In, yes, that's correct. We are like Mitzrayim. Because Shkulo Hanius Kitzaras. Because poverty is like Tzaras. V'harayoni Hanimser Bidei Odom. So you see here a person who speaks Lashon Hara, he brings financial difficulty upon himself. He can bring poverty upon himself. People think, I should make this business deal, that business deal. I should avoid here and do this and do that. The Chavetz Chaim is bringing from the Sefer HaKon. A person wants to make the proper investments. He wants to make sure he doesn't become poor, Chas V'Shalom. He should make sure he doesn't speak Lashon Hara. That will protect him from Anius.